It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Have you ever wished that a museum of natural history would visit you instead of you having to go to it? Well, your wish may come true in the near future. This spring, the University of Iowa Museum of Natural History has launched a new initiative, the University of Iowa Mobile Museum. In collaboration with the University of Iowa's Old Capitol Museum and the Office of the State Archaeologist. And as you can hear by the traffic behind me, this segment of our program, I've stepped out of the studio to get a quick tour of this new mobile museum, which on this afternoon is parked on the University of Iowa campus. It's just about to open for a first look by the general public, and I'm standing outside of it right now. It's a 38-foot custom-built RV, Dare to Discover emblazoned on the side of it. Also, Iowa's Ice Age Giants with a giant woolly mammoth, if I'm correctly identifying it, on the side. Let's step inside here. Now inside, I'm joined by John Dorshuk. He's the state archaeologist and director of the Office of the State Archaeologist at the University of Iowa. Hi, John.
Hi, Ben.
Well, why was it decided? You've got a lot of exhibits here. I want you to show a few of us. But first of all, why was it decided that a mobile museum would be a good idea?
It's really about statewide engagement. And as you're well aware from your work statewide, there's been a big push for the University of Iowa to reach out to all 99 counties. And this was deemed an excellent way to do that.
Mm-hmm. So give us an idea of what people who visit your mobile museum can find. I'm looking around here. What would you like to tell me about first?
Well, we have three major exhibits this year, and they're going to rotate out on a yearly basis, so it'll be fresh each time. But this year we're focusing on the Ice Age Giants, which is really coming out of the Museum of Natural History, and then an archaeological exhibit that is featuring the Glenwood culture. Glenwood, Iowa, of course, is on the Iowa West Coast, and we wanted to feature something out to the west. And then Iowa Territorial History is featured here in the back. We have a model there of Old Capitol, and that's featuring the Old Capitol Museum, of course.
Okay, let's step over to the exhibits and have you tell us a little bit about each one of these. Let's start off with the Iowa's Ice Age Giants.
The Ice Age Giant, as I said, is coming out of the Museum of Natural History. And let's introduce Trina Roberts right now, the Associate Director of the Museum of Natural History. And she knows all this stuff by heart.
Hi, Trina.
Hi.
Yes, so tell us about it. I see, well, of course, right now you can't help but notice the huge mammoth bone here. What bone is this from a mammoth?
This is the femur, which is the thigh bone of a mammoth, so one of the biggest bones in any mammal's body. And if you look around you, you can see bones from lots of the Ice Age mammals that would have lived in Iowa, say, 18,000 to 200,000 years ago. Many of these are much larger than their relatives that are around today. So what this exhibit is talking about is why these things were so big and why they were in Iowa. All of the fossils you see, with one exception, are real fossils, and they are things that were found here in the state.
Okay, so I'm looking at a map of Iowa, too, and I'm seeing during the Ice Age, glaciers extended through what part of Iowa?
Well, so what you're seeing there is one glacial episode in Iowa and a big lobe of ice descending about two-thirds of the way south in the state in the center part of the state, and that's what's called the Des Moines Lobe area.
Okay. So I'm looking at all the woolly mammoth, all the different types of mammoths, the mastodon, a giant short-faced bear, American camel. That existed here?
Many people don't realize that, yes, there were camels in North America. Camels actually evolved in North America and then went extinct. So, yes, we had camels. We had giant beavers who were 3 feet tall. We had saber-toothed cats.
Okay, and why did these beautiful animals die out in our... Wouldn't it be nice to have, I don't know, maybe a woolly mammal? Woolly mammoth? I'm not sure if it would be great to have those around, but why did they die out?
Well, scientists are still debating that question. Some people think that climate change is part of the answer, that as the climate warmed, it became harder to be a very large, furry animal. Some people think that the introduction of humans to the continent was part of it, particularly if humans were hunting these things while they were also stressed by something like climate change. Some people think that disease may have been a factor.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite here?
I'm a big fan of the giant short-faced bear. I think that's just a really interesting animal. This is the first fossil of that species that was ever found in Iowa. But they're all really interesting. Each one of them has its own story.
Oh, a giant short-faced bear. He's a big guy, as tall as a person when he even just walking on all fours.
Yeah, much taller than that. That's at the shoulder. That's 6 feet tall.
Okay. John Dorshak, let's move to another exhibit in this mobile museum. Who are we talking to now?
This is Elizabeth Reach. She's the education director at the Office of the State Archaeologist, and she'll tell you about the Glenwood Archaeology Exhibit.
Okay. Welcome.
Hi, Elizabeth. Glenwood, where was this? When was this?
Glenwood was a culture near the present-day community of Glenwood in the Lust Hills of far western Iowa, sort of overlooking the Missouri River floodplains. And the people who lived in this area that we call the Glenwood culture built earth lodges on the tops of these Lust Hills, and they had a very intimate relationship with their landscape.
Okay, let's move back to more modern times and exhibits as we go to the back of the Mobile Museum. John Dorshak, you have someone here to talk to?
Yeah, this is Julia Despain, and she works for the Old Cap Museum as an educator, and she'll tell you a little about the territorial history exhibit.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Yeah, so now we're into more of a modern era, starting at about what year?
Starting around 1836, between 1836 and 1847, when they decided to settle Iowa City as the new capital of the territory.
Mm-hmm. That's always been a puzzle to me. So you had Iowa City, sounds like the capital of Iowa originally was, no longer is. Why was it moved?
It was moved because Iowa City wasn't centrally located anymore. It switched from the territorial capital to a state inside the old Capitol Museum. And so they wanted to move it to Des Moines to make the capital more centrally located once it became a state.
Mm-hmm. I guess the people in Washington, D.C. didn't get that memo about having the capital centrally located in the nation, though, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's go back over to John Dorshak here. John Dorshak, we're now standing in front of a huge flat screen here. This is interactive some way?
That's right. These are touch screens. We have a pair of 46-inch touch screens, and this introduces a 21st century element into the exhibits. We wanted to be able to feature research virtually that would take up too much space otherwise. So we have three exhibits on one of these touchscreens that features UI research. One is on the universe, so this is coming out of physics and astronomy. And then we have another one called The Human Body, which is currently featuring Santos, virtual soldier research that's going on. And then Life in Nature focuses in on flood research statewide that's going on. So we have, for example, a set of maps where people can look at Des Moines, Waterloo, Spencer, and Iowa City in terms of where floods impacted and what the flood levels are.
Okay, let me try out one of these two. Let's go back to Santos, the human body.
Right. It's Santos. He may look like any other animated version of a human, but there's one big difference. Santos is being built from the inside out. He will eventually breathe, see, feel, and think as if he were real.
Okay, so the idea here is that we can learn about research going on at the University of Iowa, different facets, along with natural history. This is a collaboration between the University of Iowa, Old Capitol Museum, the office, your office of the state archaeologist, and the University of Iowa. So tell us, how is having a better awareness of Iowa's past natural history and the research going on, how is that important for everyday Iowans out there? They're going to be able to visit this museum.
Right. From my perspective, it's a quality of life issue. These are all exhibits that talk about information about how humans have lived either in the past or present or how we may live in the future, issues that we have to grapple with on a day-to-day basis statewide. So people becoming informed about these areas of research will make them better citizens, make them better informed, and a lot of it's just plain fun, too.
Mm-hmm. This is very impressive, the Mobile Museum. Iowans will want to come out and see it. I have to ask you, how much did all this cost?
Well, if you add in all the exhibit planning, the design work, the actual installation, the wrap on the exterior, the vehicle itself, which was custom designed, we're at about $300,000.
Okay. Tell us where Iowans can find you throughout the spring and the summer.
Right. Our next event's going to actually be up in Effigy Mounds in northeast Iowa, and we'll be at Effigy Mounds National Monument plus a couple of schools up in Waukon area. Then in June, we start a long list of places, and too many to remember, but including up in Spencer, we'll be there for Flag Fest. We'll be in the Okoboji region as well those days. We're going to be coming back down to Central Iowa for a Lunch and Learn talk in mid-June. Then as we get into July, we'll be part of Ragbri this year. We'll be in the campground as well as the overnight town, so should be lots of exposure there. State fair planning is underway as well. And then there's many more. But if people go to the Discover Research at UIowa webpage, they can find a calendar of events and track us down.
Okay. John Dorshuk, Director of the Office of the State Archaeologist, thanks for spending some time and giving us a sneak preview of the new University of Iowa Mobile Museum.
Thanks. My pleasure, Ben.
And want to make sure that our listeners know you can go to our website, iowapublicradio.org, find River to River, and you'll find pictures of the Mobile Museum, what will make you want to visit it even more.